Hey kids, Scott Graham here, and welcome to The Moo Moo Chicken Show, a place where you will hear fantastical stories from the fantastical town of Finkel. So relax, sit back, and get ready for some hilarious, mind-blowing tales that will rock your socks. Today's story is all about babysitters. Have you ever wondered about that term, babysitter? When I was a kid, I was terrified because I thought these people would be coming to my house and sitting on me because, well, I was a bit of a baby, but it wasn't actually the case, but I was kind of freaked out. Well, here's a story. It's called The Viper. It was a Saturday night, and my mom and dad decided to go to the movie. So they said, Scott, we got great news for you. We got this great, great, amazing, incredibly fantastical babysitter for you. I think you're going to really like her. She's from a place called Bulgaria, and her name is Bertha Tina. Oh no, Bertha Tina, she sounds horrible. Well, all of a sudden, there's a knock on my door. I opened up the door, and it was my worst nightmare. She was about 6'5", 400 pounds, and I swear she had a mustache. And she comes up to me, and she starts stroking my head, and she goes, oh, you must be Scott Graham. You're a very cute little boy. So my mom and dad waved goodbye as they took away the car down the road. And now I'm thinking I'm in big trouble. So she turns around, this bird that Tita does, and she looks at me. She says, you, Scott Graham, are going to your room. You're not getting any chips or popcorn. You're not getting any chicken in the bars or the pop. You're getting nothing except my shoe. So she takes off her shoe. She whips it out of my head. Ow! Ow! That hurt. And I ran up to my room and I closed my door. And oh my goodness, I'm sitting there going, what am I going to do? But then all of a sudden the phone rings. I'm thinking, who could that be? But as I picked up the phone, so did Bertha Tina. And on the other end of the line, there was a voice that said, hello, I am the Viper. I'll be at your house in exactly 10 minutes. So she hangs up the phone. I hang up the phone, but I can hear her lumbering over to the dictionary. She looks up the word viper. It's a snake. She's thinking, it's a snake, man. It's a sow. It's probably one of Scott's friends. And so I'm thinking, oh, now, who was that? When the phone rings again. So I pick up the phone, and she picks up the phone, and on the other end of the line was the same voice. And the voice said, it's your lucky day. You'll be there in exactly 4 minutes. So she's freaking out. She phones the police. Police, police, you must come to my house. There is this really weird man coming to my house. He thinks he's a snake. Don't worry, madam. We'll be at your house in very, very short time. And so all of a sudden the doorbell rings. She opens up the door. And there in the doorway is a short little man with fuzzy eyebrows, wonky teeth, a crooked nose. And in one hand he had this long, sharp, silver object. And in the other hand, he had a pail. And he goes right up to Bertha Tina and goes, he lifts up his arm and he goes, I am the Viper. I'm here to wipe your windows. Wee, wee, wee. Ah, she passes out. And so I see her lying in the doorway. So I run to the kitchen. I get two brownies. Well, let's just say I put the brownies in a place where no brownie should go. Up her nose. And so when my mom and dad came home, there were two brownies sticking out of her nose. She looked like a kind of decrepit walrus, and she's muttering something about a snake man, snake man. Well, we never did see her again, but that's a lesson to all you babysitters out there. Don't mess with me because I don't like being sat on. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I hope you enjoyed that story. That was the story called The Viper. It's just a funny little story that I heard when I was a kid, and I thought it might give you a giggle or two.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that story about the Viper, my first babysitting experience. It was kind of crazy, but it was kind of fun. Until we meet again, this is Scott Graham signing off for The Moo Moo Chicken Show.
Cock-a-doodle-moo, cock-a-doodle-moo. Welcome to the Moo Moo.